You are here on 89.3. Mick and Steve. Big show. Mick, yep, big show.
I tell you what, it's good waking up early in the morning to do this show.
Yes.
Because you wake up and get up and everything's quiet. And then you get to hear all the birds and all the little insects. And you get to see the sunrise. And it's a brand new day.
It is.
So, happy brand new day for you, man.
But what happens if people don't like being woken up early?
They miss out on the best part of the day.
Which is?
Getting up in a nice, quiet atmosphere with no screaming kids, no cars going honk, honk, or trucks.
Right.
It's nice and peaceful. And you hear the birds go, tweet, 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 tweet. And the frogs go, lock, lock.
Okay, or they can just listen to you do the sound effects.
Yeah.
Or that. Coming up on the program this week, we have a lot of ground to cover. We have the latest in sports. Yeah. We're going to not talk about cricket as much, probably. It's been everywhere.
Yeah.
Also got local topics.
Yep.
Yeah, from the local papers we're going to be sorting through. Also, Mick, you saw a movie this week we're going to chat about.
Yeah.
That you really enjoyed, apparently.
No, not really.
And also we got Mad Mick Presents, which is your take on the week and whatever, I guess, you would like to talk about. You're here on 2GLF. We'll be back with the latest in sports.
89.3 2GLF.
Yeah, and we're just about to catch a kangaroo from the Wild West. I've got my lasso going. Got him! Now he's hopping mad.
Well, people were sort of hopping mad at the Commonwealth Games this week. Did you watch the opening ceremony?
No.
Did you watch any other games?
No.
Honestly, I did not either, but...
Typical of...
Yes.
The opening ceremony is to do with Australian culture, right?
Yes.
And Australian culture, what is there in cricket and football which runs through it? Streakers or brown eyes? And what do they have in the Commonwealth Games opening ceremony?
The opening minutes?
In the opening minutes, there's a wardrobe malfunction and everyone got a cop of a brown eye.
Yes, and unfortunately one of the dancers during the opening ceremony, Georgia Lear, unfortunately suffered a bit of a...
I thought it was very funny.
Wardrobe malfunction.
Well, walk us through what happened. So pretty much I had to run from one side of the stage to the other in such a short amount of time, and my bikini just gone straight up. Not a pretty sight. I had to run under a towel, and there's been a cameraman right behind me and just got the whole thing. Georgia, show us how it all went down. So I had to run under the towel, my dress has slipped up, and everything.
Yes, and it's radio, it's not very descriptive, obviously. But
no.
Yeah, that was a big mishap this week, apparently. 2 billion people saw that.
Yeah, but that's typical Australian sport. That was part of our culture.
Part of our culture.
You never saw a cricket game in the 70s or 80s without a streaker or someone doing a brown eye.
To be fair, you don't see that. Well, actually, on a lot of sports it happens, actually.
Yeah.
Now that you mention it. But as far as the medal tally goes, Australia is number one with 14 gold medals. Yeah. England coming in second, and then Canada third. New Zealand, eighth.
Oh,
so we're finally beating New Zealand at something.
New Zealand, we're always competing with New Zealand.
Yeah?
And the only thing they're good for is doing the haka and the bloody football.
Man, that's not true. They're good at a lot of things. But stuff Australia is good at, cycling.
Yeah.
That's where we won gold. Cycling, swimming. And a lot of swimming, actually. We're very good at swimming.
Mm.
That's where we got most of our goals. And also, surprisingly, gold in weightlifting for the women's 60 kilos.
Mm.
So that's very interesting. Yeah, I wouldn't think that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think, actually, weightlifting would be very popular at the Commonwealth.
You see the blokes and women do it.
Well, that's it, right?
Yeah.
It kind of happens. But also in the world of sport, Mick, I guess we do have to talk about cricket, unfortunately.
Oh, yuck.
Yes, Steve Smith said he's going to agree with the sanction that they placed on him.
All of them did.
Yeah, all of them did. Well, they can't really appeal it, right?
They can if they want to.
Well, they can, but they cheated, so...
Yeah.
As far as that goes, there's not
it's
much...
It's over and done with.
Yeah, there's not much to
talk about. No more.
There's not much to talk about. We can move on quickly to the AFL, I guess. The Greater Western Sydney are number one at the moment.
Oh, yeah, that's all right.
Doing pretty good. That's what we want, Sydney teams. And also Swans coming in at ninth, just out of the top eight there, unfortunately.
Oh, well, pick up.
We're going to breeze through sports, because we do have a dedicated sports program here at the radio station, the starting block, and they cover a majority of sports. So if you want to listen to them Thursday nights at 10.
Do they cover dancing?
I don't think they cover dancing.
Not even horizontal dancing.
They could. Good guys. They do a really good program. But also NRL, the Dragons are at the top of the ladder with a couple of Sydney teams in there, obviously. We've got the Roosters and Panthers. Three.
Canberra got, they got whooped yesterday or the day before.
Oh, did they? That's not very good.
What got me was there's jerseys. They go to, they never have the same jersey at the year after month. They go to one venue and it's stripes. Next venue it's a V. It's typical of league football. They never have the same. In the old days, they used to have the same jersey week in, week out, and know who was playing.
Yeah, but it's a home and away thing now.
That still doesn't matter. It should be the same colours in the same thing, so you know who's playing.
But you do know who's playing.
No, you don't. I don't.
What do you mean you don't?
Well, yesterday, they looked like blue-banded bumblebees.
And what team was that?
Canterbury. They looked like blue-banded bees.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's why they always, you always hear St. George always being referred as the Red Vs.
And the Swans, right? Because you know who they are.
Yeah.
Which makes perfect sense, I guess. Also in sports, we've got the ice hockey coming up soon, I am very happy about, because it is the only sport I actually enjoy, to be honest.
But can you ice skate?
I can, very badly, but I can.
Yeah. We could put you in for the ice hockey, the Dogs.
Well, funny you say that.
Ice Dogs.
The ice hockey actually starts today.
Yeah.
Good timing. I'm going to have to start wearing my Ice Dogs jersey from now on.
And you're going to have to see if you can get put on their bench. Become an Ice Dog.
I don't know if I'm that good, but the first game in Sydney takes place on April the 21st. So you do got to wait a little while because they're in Melbourne for the first couple of weeks of games.
Yeah.
And other than that, anything else in sport, Nick? Will anything big happen?
I think Massey was a soccer player.
Yeah.
I think he did a backflip goal in soccer.
Backflip goal?
Yeah.
Wow. How'd that go?
He scored, but he only copied the Aussie rules player last week and did it before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
nice. And that went down for goal of the year.
Well, that's good. Good for him. Also in the basketball, though, I should mention the NBL, the Australian basketball. Last week was the finals.
Yeah.
Melbourne United versus Adelaide 36ers. Melbourne won. So they ended up winning their first title against the Adelaide 36ers there in a pretty lopsided final, I'd have to say. Melbourne United 100 and Adelaide 82. So.
Yeah. In the soccer.
Yes.
You've heard of Fat Peter, haven't you?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
They got a Bobo. And there's a Bobo in
the
soccer.
Do they have a mama?
No, I don't know. In the soccer, but they got him in the Fat Pizza.
Yeah.
So Bobo must be playing for the Fat Pizza team.
Oh. Maybe. I don't know. I doubt it. But honestly, that's pretty much it for sport. There isn't that much other than the Commonwealth Games, right?
Yeah.
And that's it. In cricket, no, we're not going to cover cricket. It's been everywhere. If you turn on the television, it is everywhere. Hopefully it's over for now, though, Mick, right?
Yeah.
That'll be different.
Well, pain in the butt.
89.3 is my local station.
You're here on 89.3. This is the Wild West with Mick and Steve. You can give us a call live in the studio on 98228893.
We'll talk about anything you like to talk about.
We talk about local issues or bigger. Actually, we'll talk about broad issues, I should say.
Yeah. And we'll even play a song or two for you if you want.
We can. if you crack the phone.
Yeah.
It's all good. Coming up on the program, though, we will be covering other topics, television and movies, Nick, also, and a couple of offhand topics and whatever we want to talk about. This is the first episode, sort of our repilot back into radio.
Offhand, is that after it's been done by arm robber? You lose your hand.
I meant off topic, not off.
Oh, right. You know what I mean? I'm a literal person.
You're a literal person.
Yeah.
Literally?
Yeah, literally.
Okay. Now, Vic, you wanted to talk about rich people, I believe.
Yeah, there was a survey done, and they found people who were billionaires, 40% of them were more likely to suffer from depression states.
Now, I found this fascinating, because I questioned you on this. I said, but they're rich, what can they be depressed about?
Being rich doesn't mean you're happy. Being rich, you've got more problems.
Like?
Just like who's going, where are you going to get your money from, who's making more money than you, where will you be on the social status when they do the Forbes top 100 list. Huh?
Yeah, are you going to be on the 500
list? And who did you turn on to get there, to make your money?
Well, that's who has a vendetta against you and whatnot.
Yeah, and the other one is, how can I get my money and stop people from taking it?
Right.
So all those problems play up. And if something goes wrong, they think, oh, I failed. So they have bigger achievements, targets.
Yes.
And when they lose, they go down, the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Well, yeah, that's the good old saying, I believe.
Yeah. But they did find the happiest zone was people who were earning $75,000 around that mark.
Right.
Because everything was nice and neat for them. They had no worry about money coming in and no debts.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have to worry about all these other different things. So $75,000 seems to be the ideal focus.
The medium to be happy.
Yeah.
Right. Well, so you're saying the people that are under that aren't happy?
No, people are under it, they're struggling and they have to worry about where the money comes from, how to keep their money, what to spend it on.
Yeah.
And the other people are worrying how to keep their money, who's trying to knock them off.
Well, that's a worry to have on yourself.
Yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't happen often.
So, go forth and hope your riches turn into happiness.
Speaking of someone that has fallen pretty hard, though, Mick, in recent times, Clive Palmer.
Yeah, Clive Palmer looks like he's going to jail. What will happen to Mrs. Palmer and his daughters? Will they be supported by him?
Well, you'd like to hope so. As a father, he would support his...
Yeah, but have a look at his nephew. He's travelling around the world and he's been trying to get in for... trading insolvent.
Oh, insolvent trading. Yeah, you can't do that. That's a bit dodgy. But, it kind of happened recently. It's part of his Coolum
estate. Yeah,
his Coolum retreat, I guess you want to call it.
Had a lot of problems with his other neighbours who were also into it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's not good.
So he might lose a bit of weight now. And then Mrs. Palmer won't have any action for a while.
Yeah, that's not a good image to have this early in the morning.
Oh, well, he gets what he deserves.
Well, that is true, I guess, to a point.
Yeah.
He knew what he got himself into, just like we know what we're getting ourselves into.
Yeah. So he really reminds me of Donald Trump, the way Donald Trump acts as well.
Does he?
Clive Palmer, yeah.
Donald Trump, he's had an incredible week. Actually, we should might as well talk about that. He's used military resources to guard the border of Mexico. Yeah.
And he's had his ex porn star talk about
Stormy Daniels, yes.
Yeah.
Hush money, they believe. That he knows nothing about. Interesting times.
Hmm. Is that Hush? Money come from the group called Hush?
Yeah. No, that's Rush, I think.
No, it was Hush.
Oh, was there a band called
Hush? It was a group called Hush. Yeah.
Okay.
Australian band, I think it was called.
Really? Might have to play a track with him, maybe.
Hush.
Coming up shortly, we're going to be chatting about local topics. We will keep it local.
89.3, 2GLF.
All right, we're going to chat about what's happening in the local area. Just a couple of topics this week. We thought we'd see what's happening. Because there's a little bit of broad topics, whether you like them or not, but I thought we would start on a bright note, Mick.
What colour? Red or
green? Green, actually.
Green, is it?
Yes. For those that have gardens and they want to eat food out of their gardens.
Yep.
In the local paper, there's some suggestions as to what type of plants you can eat.
Oh, you can eat most plants.
Like what, Mick?
Oh, dandelions, milkweed.
Yep.
Thistle.
Yep.
What else would you have? Artichokes.
Artichokes, yes. You can eat roses, plums, you can eat weeds.
Roses make very good rose hip. Make good jelly out of...
Jelly?
Yeah, you make jelly out of jams out of rose petals.
Okay.
And there's a lot of things you can get out of your garden.
Yeah.
We used to have a thing called plum puddings.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like little berries on the grass, and you eat them, they're nice and crunchy. But people say, you don't eat them because dogs wee on them.
Yeah.
Nah, who cares about that? Tastes much even better.
It depends on your taste buds, though, right?
Yeah.
Some people might not want to eat them. Some people don't even like eating broccoli or anything as it is.
I'm just hoping my garden will take off again this year now.
Are you preparing for it?
Yeah, I'm preparing it. I'm putting, I've got wicking beds going again, and I've got peas ready to go in. I've got purple cauliflowers to go in.
Yeah.
So.
That's good to have.
Yeah.
That's really good. Hopefully it works out for you. Now, speaking of new things in the area, Liverpool Council has united with a couple of Sydney leaders to promote Liverpool as a hotspot and a tourism attraction. If they want to look at apartments, it is, Megan.
They lose. There's so much competition between like Parramatta and
yes,
Sydney and Parramatta and Blacktown and Parramatta. Yeah. And they're wasting time and money. You want some place where it's different to the rest of the other places. Mm. You don't want everything to look the same. You go over to China and you come out of Beijing and you come back over here, you come into Sydney. There's Beijing again because it's all built the same way.
Yeah. But is that a bad thing, though?
Yes, it's a bad thing.
But there's a population boom, so it makes sense.
Who cares about the population boom? Man's biggest problem is the population boom.
Yes. Well, you can't really counter that at the moment.
You can.
You can, but not by logical means.
Yeah, logical means.
Really? Depends who you ask.
War. That's what usually happens.
Wow.
No, okay, or starvation. They have it in Africa now.
Hopefully that does not happen.
No.
Close to home for Liverpool, though. There is a new initiative. It's a $500,000 Sydney's West, You'll Love It As Much As We Do campaign, which is hoping locals as well as international and domestic visitors can come and stay and play.
We're on the river.
George's River, maybe?
Yeah. I think the water out of George's is just as good as the Ganges water.
But the local council has put some thought into the process. They're hoping it aims to bring in 185,000 visitors to the local area.
Yeah, well, are they going to visit?
I don't know, but they've got time.
They've got the world-class swimming pool, which was out at Liverpool when before.
Well, they can go to the powerhouse.
Yeah, what's at the powerhouse?
There's a lot to do there. They can finger paint.
Well, you paint fingers. I can paint fingers anytime.
I haven't been to the powerhouse in a while.
The powerhouse museum is. It used to be an old golf course.
Right.
Yeah, 18-hole golf course.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, this campaign's leading up until 2030, so they've got quite a lot of time to decide what they're going
to... They might be able to have a monster come out of the river.
Well, like a Liverpool Godzilla?
Yeah, the Liverpool Bunyip. Get someone dressed up as a bunyip and send them out.
Yeah?
Then we'll get the photographers there. Look what we got. Scotland's got a the monster from Loch Ness. We've got the monster from the Georges.
From Georges. Now, Linnea Tennis School might be in a bit of trouble after Liverpool Council released a plan to redevelop Phillips Park, which is just up the road here. And the local tennis school could be closed down when they redevelop because they're obviously going to...
Don't put houses there, are they?
I don't know if it's houses, to be honest, Mick. But whatever it is, the tennis school getting knocked down is not good.
No. But, I tell you, it's a good thing.
Well, the thing is, Mick, it's actually part of a new Linnea Community Hub park, which they might just say we're going to rebuild it and put something else in.
Yeah. Well, they rebuild and don't put anything back in what they need. I'll tell you a good... You've been to the park across the road here?
Big Park?
Yeah, Big Park.
Yes.
I'm waiting there to come into the radio station. I'm seeing people exercise. They've got exercise machines there. They've got push fires.
Yes, outside. They've
got press-up things. They got
barbells.
That's good if you're coming to Liverpool and you got time to kill.
Yes.
You do your exercise and you come in to...
Do a quick workout.
Yeah.
And then come do your radio program.
Yeah.
Or whatever else you're doing. Yeah, that's been there for a while. I noticed that as well.
That's a very good design.
It is, and they probably should have it at more parks.
Yeah, they should have it.
In general.
Yeah.
And it seems to get people involved and active, which is good. It's really good. And plus, it's part of the park, right?
Yeah.
Now, something good for schools is coming up as well in the local area. The government has proposed their $300 million commitment for air conditioning at schools.
That's the Labor.
That's right, Labor.
If they get in.
See, that's the downside, right? So hopefully... Well, I'd like to see something good for
Labor will get in because everyone's disheartened with the Liberals and how they've been selling everything off what we've got.
Well, hopefully they don't sell off the air conditioning.
No, sell it to politicians.
Then who are we going to complain about, Nick?
We can use computers. No. We can replace politicians with the computers. They replace everything else.
Politicians are pretty much robots, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They just suck up to everyone.
Now, there's a protest against a proposed motor oil facility in Horningsea Park, which is in West Hoxton.
Yeah.
Just off the Camden Valley exit.
How come? Why?
Because they don't want it in the area. Obviously, due to, I guess, the bad pollution and the bad, I guess, the toxins it would have, wouldn't it? When they're making them. I don't know if it's just a distribution centre.
All they do.
Or they're actually going to be making them there.
All they do is just get the oil cut brought in by other things, and they just add different additives to it, generally.
Yes. Well, that's it. The main concern of the local residents is the mixing of the storage and mixing of the hazardous and toxic chemicals, which makes sense.
Yeah, but in the end, in the next 5, 10, 15 years, the oil companies will be going broke because petrol cars will be phased out and they don't use as much oil in the normal electric cars.
Mm. Well, that makes sense, yeah. And you think electric cars are meant to be the best?
Yeah, it should be best.
You reckon they're good?
Yeah.
I don't know.
When I was growing up, I was designing electric cars in 1962, 63.
Oh, really? So you've got some experience with
them? Yeah.
Maybe a little. Yeah. And also elsewhere in the local area, speaking of hazardous toxins, though, there was a motion passed at the recent council meeting to look into either banning or fining people that are smoking at Macquarie Mall. We'll see, which is kind of good, because you probably shouldn't be smoking in public areas.
You get these people with their perfumes and underarm deodorants, which get just as bad.
The ozone layer, right? They ruin
the ozone layer. No, not only that. I know there's certain perfumes people use, and I gag on it.
Well, is that because you're, like, allergic to it?
Allergic to it, yeah. Well, you get these people, they get their underarm deodorant, or they get their perfume and they spray it everywhere and you can hardly breathe, huh?
Don't you want them to smell nice, though?
No. if it's doing that damage to other people, it's the same as smoking.
Yeah.
So they should ban people with heavy amounts of perfume on them should be banned as well.
You can't ban people from wearing perfume.
Oh, you can ban from smoking. You should be able to ban from wearing heavy perfume.
All right, and that's what's happening in the local area. 2GLS. Yes, welcome back to the program.
Remember, people who ride motorbikes or ride push bikes, there's no seatbelts on. And if you do find a seatbelt on your brake, do not put it on. It's dangerous.
But don't bikes have seatbelts?
No.
None whatsoever.
If you have a seatbelt on, when you get hit, the bike comes with you and ends up on top of you.
Oh, okay.
Well, so that's why they don't have seatbelts.
Oh, well, there you go.
And they don't have airbags, but some push bikes have got these bags which self-explode when you start to fall off it.
Oh, well, that's not good.
No.
That's good biking advice though, Mick. Thank you. Anyway, in television, we'll be covering Andrew Denton has a new show coming up, of course.
Yep.
It's just simply titled Interview. For the 7 Network, he's looking for audience members now, so Nick, if you would like to be an audience member on it.
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
You're not a fan of Andrew Denton?
No.
Really?
I used to like him in his comedy shows on the ABC.
You didn't like Enough Rope?
Enough Rope, Hang Yourself.
No, that was his show.
Enough Rope. That was on the ABC, yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't like it?
Yeah, I liked it.
Okay. Well, that's good. So you wouldn't go on his show then?
No.
Okay. Well, that's unfortunate.
You don't want to clash.
Clash you are.
Yeah, I'm good looking and he's not, so you don't want to have a clash.
Conflict of interest?
Yeah.
that's terrible, man. also, as we mentioned earlier on in the program, the Commonwealth Games have started.
Yep.
Pulled in massive numbers, nearly 2 million viewers.
Mm.
Were you one of those 2 million people?
Nope.
Okay.
I don't watch sport.
Why not?
Can't stand it.
You can't stand it. What is wrong with it? You'd rather play it,
I'd rather play it, yeah.
But what happens if you can't play it?
Stiff, I won't watch it.
That's terrible.
I'm not one of these sport freaks who live through the TV thinking they're the ones who are playing sport and stuff.
Oh, no, obviously not, because they're not.
Yeah, they're just frustrated sportsmen. That's who the people, most of the people who watch sport are.
Frustrated sportsmen?
Yeah,
what do you mean?
Frustrated sportsmen.
How does that make it? What do you mean? They're frustrated?
Yeah, they're frustrated.
Because they can't play?
Yeah.
Well, that's why they're watching it, right?
Yeah.
So it kind of makes sense a little bit. I don't know. I'm not big on watching sports.
I'd rather play sport. Like wall skiing, ice skating, snow skiing, name it, tennis, squash.
Well, to be fair, if I'm going to watch a sport, I'd prefer to actually be at the game.
Yeah. I've only seen one second grade soccer match in the world in England.
Yeah.
And the vibes are really, it was a completely different atmosphere.
How was it?
Oh, it's all right. The atmosphere. You hear everyone roar up and boo and all their chants. Well, and in the end, they had their riots out after the movie, after the soccer closed.
Yeah.
They had their riots on the streets afterwards.
Okay, well, they usually come in pair in hand, right? Like with riots and then sports. It happens quite a lot, which is a bit of a shame.
Hmm.
But people like to riot for some reason.
Hmm.
Why do you think that is?
Because they're not happy. They're not happy
jacks.
They're
not happy, or they're just passionate fans?
They're not happy jacks.
They're not happy jacks. So if they were happy jacks, they wouldn't be...
Worrying.
I think they're still right anyway, to be honest. I think they enjoy it quite a lot. You know. It might... Well, the non-violent ones, I think.
Mm.
But anyway, we'll see how the Commonwealth Games goes over the next couple of weeks, right? It's still on for quite a while. I'm sure it'll be... very, very popular. Now, your new favourite show, Mick Roseanne.
Have you watched the first episode? No.
You don't like it?
No.
Oh, well, that's a shame. Well, it's already been renewed for a second season, so... For those that do enjoy it, like myself, I think it's all right. It's
sounds like a Sting song. Roseanne.
No, it's that, Roxanne. Is another one you had, Roxanne? Yeah.
No, it was Roseanne. Well, I hear it was Roseanne.
No, I know, but yeah, Roseanne, anyway. honestly, other than that, it's been a pretty short television week with the just majority of sports and cricket. We're not going to get into cricket. It's just people talking about the rights to
just
buy
get rid of cricket.
Is that it? Get rid of cricket?
Yeah.
Okay, but you should still tune into sports programs. if you would like to be... updated on what's happening in the world of sport, I think. But as far as that goes, Mick, what have you been watching on television?
I watched a movie called...
Oh, you've been watching a movie?
Children of Men, or Children of Man a Child.
Yeah, Children of Men, yes.
And it was very boring. But the exciting part about it, I got to see Michael Caine with long hair, grey long hair with a beard like a hippie, smoking dope.
Wow, and that was the highlight of the movie?
Yeah, because the basic story is man has become infertile, women as well.
Yeah.
And the youngest child of the earth was 19 years old and he just got bumped off.
Oh.
And this woman becomes pregnant. They must be making, one of the blokes must be, he was only making love with his eye, so he must have been cockeyed. And,
okay.
And that's the story about trying to rescue her, sending her to a place where she could have a child in safety.
Oh, really?
And everyone gets bumped off in the end, except the woman.
Is that so she can continue on?
Yeah, but all the heroes get killed. Michael Caine gets killed.
Oh, that's a
shame. The person who's leading it gets killed, and everyone else.
Wow, so you're ruining the whole movie for
who cares? It wasn't a very good
movie. Dude, it came out 12 years ago, so.
No, I don't care.
If you haven't seen it by then, or by now, I guess, that's your own fault, right? Been watching anything else, Mick?
No, not really, but why is Channel 10 Sports the Italian job?
What do you mean?
Channel 10 Sports is like the Italian job. They've both got reporters called Michael Caine in it.
Maybe that's someone's name. I don't know, but it's just the person's name. What can you do about that?
But it's very funny, because every time you think of Michael Caine, you think of the Pommy bloke.
Oh, the actor.
Yeah,
that's right. The actor.
He's a very good actor.
He's a very good actor. He was in Batman, right? As Alfred.
Yeah, that's it.
He's a very good actor. As far as what I've been watching, I did catch Mad as Hell this week, which was very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Very good show.
Yeah.
And a bit of Four Corners this week was pretty good.
I was in Four Corners.
Oh, you didn't watch it this week, Nicholas?
No, it wasn't very important, I think.
Is that why you didn't watch it?
Yeah.
You don't know that. I think it was pretty interesting. I caught a little bit of it. It was the superannuation. missing out on superannuation for people that don't control it properly.
I thought it was last week's superannuation.
Yeah, that's last week. That's what I meant.
Not this week. Just gone past.
Yeah, the one that was on Monday night.
Really? Oh.
Yeah. Because then on the... Oh, no, sorry, Mick, you might be right, actually. No.
Superannuation to me is a pyramid scheme.
It might have been a repeat then, Mick, my mistake.
The superannuation is a pyramid scheme, and pyramid schemes were banned in Australia in the 60s.
Well, this one's a very popular one, because millions of people have it, I guess you could say.
But millions of people do not have it until they retire. Right until they retire.
Wasn't that how it works?
Yeah, but did you see when on the last recession we had, the last financial downturn, people had to go back to keep working for their superannuation because their superannuation just died in the bum.
Oh, well, that's not good.
No. The value, it's all paper. It's all money on paper. When things go bad, everything goes bad. So you...
Well, you don't want it to go bad.
That's a pyramid scheme.
Oh, well, that's not good. That's not very positive, man.
No.
Great way to start your morning.
The people at the base put the money in for the money at the top. The people at the top get their money in and then they leave and then they bring more people in and they put more money in.
Well, I guess that's it for television, man.
89.3, 2GLF.
You're here on 2GLF. This is the Wild West with Mick and Steve. Now it is time for Mad Mick Presents. Mick, you've got a topic for us.
What would you like to hear? About the traffic lights.
It is about traffic lights?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you can go ahead. It's your platform.
Okay. When I'm coming to the radio station, I go along Anzac Parade, which is near the army camp in Holsworthy. And along the road, they got several functioning lights.
Mm-hmm.
But they turned out one functioning light, which work off pressure plates, and they brought these portable ones in. And the lights change red to the thing in oncoming traffic, and nothing comes out. They just change automatically, and you can be sitting there up to about 5 or 6 minutes. That's bloody annoying. Instead of using the original light speed they had the pressure plates on, they could still be using it. No, they had to bring in these portable traffic lights. Mm-hmm. That's stupid.
Why did they implement that?
I don't know, because the only thing I can put down to is they had traffic coming out of the side street, and they had a lot of traffic.
Mm.
But this doesn't matter. They still have trip wires or pressure plates to set them off, and when they come up, they would set them off and do. Where the other ones, they just change automatically. Well, sometimes I have a bloke out there pushing the red button so those lights would change. But
no, you need the pressure plates, I think.
Yeah.
Because then you actually... Well, actually, they don't work... See, I don't think the pressure plates really make a difference.
Yes, they do.
No, because I've been sat in a stop for quite a while one time.
Depends on what you're in, too.
You reckon it wasn't heavy enough?
No, where you sit and what you're on. If you're on a bike, some of the pressure plates don't work when you're doing right-hand turns, especially through Campbelltown and other places. Or if you're sitting back like a lot of people, they sit back off the pressure plates, or if you've gone past the pressure plates, the lights won't work either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How did they determine that, though?
You have a look on the road, you'll see little lines on the road, and that's where you... It's like a little, they pass in a little magnetic field around it. Mm-hmm. And when you cross over, you break the field, that trips the thing over. Should be.
Oh, so it's like a pressure thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. In the old days, it used to be pressure, and now it's like a magnetic field being interrupted by a metal thing.
Is that a good upgrade?
Oh, it could be. Sometimes the pressure plates wouldn't work, and you'd be sitting there for ages and ages.
Yeah. Well, either way, you won't know until you're on it, right? It changes all the time.
Yeah, but...
One day, they'll have solar-powered lights.
They've got solar-powered lights now.
Well, it stops. Lights stops. No.
Yeah.
How good are they, though?
Oh, not really good. You sometimes see them on the roadworks where they have their little signs up saying... Reduce speed. I'm just saying, I haven't touched any speed for a long time, so I've reduced speed. You know? So then you see, slow down. I'm going as slow as I can.
That's terrible. Wow, full of the jokes.
There was one time there was a sign up saying, "Oh, it tells you the speed," and I'm doing 60 k's an hour.
Yeah.
And on the radar thing, it says you're doing 54 k's an hour. So who do you believe?
I don't think the speed, the ones that the police use, well, I guess, are that accurate, to be honest.
They have to be accurate.
No, I don't think they can be 100% accurate. There's no way.
There's nothing 100% accurate.
That's what I mean.
So this wasn't by the police. This is by signs for traffic control and working.
Oh, a whole different department. Yeah. Right, okay.
And they should be accurate. But most radar depends. Your radar speed varies on, mm-hmm. or your speed in your car varies, depends on how much air you got in your tyres,
yeah.
or how hot it is.
How heavy it is as well. Yeah. And which makes sense, because otherwise not everything's going to be the same.
No. And you'll never get an accurate thing.
No, well, that's it. I don't think you would. But you never know. Maybe one day.
89.3, 2GLF.
Yeah, do you have a dictionary at home?
No.
Okay. You won't need one on your bedside, then.
I've got a photographic memory. It's all been exposed, but.
Well, speaking of being exposed, Mick, you want to quickly chat about the Metro West?
Yeah, the Labor Party also announced, if they got into government this next election, that they would be scrapping the Metro, Bankstown Metro thing.
And Metro West, yes.
Moving it out to Parramatta or somewhere out west further, so it gives them an extra line to finish off. But the way their attitude is, Labor said, there's already a line there in the first place, why close it down? And when you close it down, you're going to cause chaos to the commuters anyway.
Well, they're hoping it brings people to the city faster and outer areas, man.
No.
Like the proposed one is Chatswood to Sydenham via the CBD.
Yeah.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, but you've already got public transport out to Chatswood.
Yeah.
You've got two lots of traffic, lots of trains going out there now.
Well, the proposal includes, or it's meant to be up until 2024,
yeah.
includes driverless trains, which I don't trust.
No, driverless trains is what happens when there's an accident or something happens and there's no one to tell the passengers how to get off.
That's it. And also seven new stations, which is really good. But you don't like it, Mick.
No, it's just a form of make money. And the worst part about it is these metro trains are single-decker.
Yes.
And they go and work every 4 to 5 minutes on the line, so it's catch when you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But when the population's increased, they've got no expansion.
Oh, all right.
They can't expand very much.
Well, that's not good.
Mm.
You want them to expand.
Yeah.
89.3, 2GLF.
But hey, that's pretty much it for that topic. We can ask for another week.
Oh, that's all right.
We'll be back next week. The full team will be back.
We'll be back.
Yes, we'll be back. As always, you can head on over to 893fm.com.au for our program and every other program here at the radio station.
Mm.